The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Supplications of the Awliya. In this program we discuss about those accounts, waqi'ah, in which Awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's excellence is mentioned, maqam and status is apparent, as well as when they made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how their duas were accepted. So much to learn, inshallah, today's episode, you'll be learning beautiful, fascinating and informative accounts of awliya Allah, inshallah. But let's make few good intentions before we proceed towards our topic of the day. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dhamat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, always gives us this mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will vote from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Today, respectfully, we have included one beautiful account, inshallah, in our program. In Basra, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi Ghaffar once passed a palace which was under construction. Very interesting and fascinating account. He entered the grand palace and saw a handsome young man who was busy directing the workers and laborers about the construction. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi Ghaffar drew the attention of his companion, Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman alayhi rahmatullahi al-hanna, towards that young man who was extremely interested in the construction of that very palace. He said that he wanted to pray to Allah azza wa jal to free the young man from this condition. In his program, we're talking about du'as of awliya Allah, supplications of Ahlullah, and how their du'as are accepted. Now look at this yaqeen and trust, Allahu Akbar, this man of Allah, wali of Allah has, that he wants to make du'a for that very young man who is busy in constructing the palace. He says, I want to make du'a for this young man. He said that he wanted to pray to Allah to free the young man from this condition, then perhaps the young man will enter the heaven. He then approached the young man with Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and said salam. At first, the young man did not recognize Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When they introduced themselves, the young man treated Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with respect and humbly asked the purpose of their arrival. Respected viewers, listen with the ears of your hearts. Making individual effort, making his mindset, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked how much money he had intended to spend on the construction and decoration of this marvelous palace. He replied, 100,000 dirhams. Dirhams is a currency. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala said, if you give 100,000 dirhams to me, I assure you of such a splendid palace that is more beautiful and durable than this one. The soil of that palace will be of musk and saffron, and it will never get demolished. In addition to the palace, there will be servants, maidens, dome made of ruby and beautiful camps as well. The palace is not built by any builder but by the divine command, kun, become, subhanallah. The young man requested Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, to give him a night's grace to ponder over the matter. He took some time to think. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-kaffar, agreed. After the conversation, they returned. The thought of the young man played on the mind of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar. The whole night kept thinking about that young man, and he kept praying for him. This wali of Allah, he kept on praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that young man. The next morning, what happens? When Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar reached the palace, he found the young man waiting for him. Welcoming Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar with open arms, he said, humbly, have you remembered what you offered to me yesterday? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi al-ghaffar replied, yes, of course. Then handing over 100,000 dirhams to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the young man said that those were his savings. He then gave a pen, an ink pot, and piece of paper to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar. Taking the pen and paper into his hands, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, wrote a sale agreement in the following words. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar is standing as a surety for a splendid palace to be given to so and so person by Allah Azza wa Jal in exchange for his worldly house. If there are more luxuries in the palace, it will be the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. I have made a deed for a heavenly palace with so and so person in exchange for these 100,000 dirhams. The heavenly palace will be more spacious and marvelous than his worldly house, and it is under the shadow of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Having handed over the sale agreement to the young man, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh took 100,000 dirhams from him and distributed amongst the beggars and poor needy by the evening. Subhanallah. Respective is these awliya Allah. They don't love the wealth of this dunya, maal of this dunya. He wanted those 100,000 dirhams. Why? He wanted to distribute amongst fuqara, needy. And that's what Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he did. By evening, he had distributed everything he had. Subhanallah. After almost 40 days, whilst going out of the masjid, after Salatul Fajr, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, saw a piece of paper near the arch of the masjid. It was the same sale agreement he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, had written for the young man. The following statement was written without using ink behind the paper. This is the letter of freedom from Malik bin Dinar alayh rahmatullahi al-ghaffar from Allah Azza wa Jal. We have bestowed upon the young man the palace which you assured him with our name, and increased it more than 70 times. Taking the paper, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar hurriedly reached the young man's house, where he heard cries. On asking, he was told that the young man had died a day before. Ghusal, the one giving bath to a dead body, that person stated. Making his will, the young man asked me to give him bath. He then gave me a piece of paper to be kept in his shroud. Therefore, he was buried as per his will. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, showed him the paper he had found by the arch of the masjid. The ghusal spontaneously said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the same piece of paper I had put in his shroud with my own hands, having come to know about the whole incident." Another person offered 200,000 dirhams to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, in exchange for the sale agreement of a heavenly palace. But he declined, saying, "What was predestined has happened. Allah Azza wa Jal does whatever He wants." Then Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, wept a lot, Allahu Akbar, remembering about the deceased, that young man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Jisko khudai paak ne di khush naseeb hai, jisko khudai paak ne di khush naseeb hai, kitni azeem cheez hai daulat yaqeen ki, kitni azeem cheez hai daulat yaqeen ki. Whoever is blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal is fortunate. How great indeed is the treasure of faith, trust, yaqeen, having faith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi al-ghaffar, was one of the contemporaries of Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi al-ghali. He made a deal for a heavenly palace in exchange for a worldly house, obviously showing that powers and authorities have been bestowed upon him by Allah Azza wa Jal. Without doubt, the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal have divinely bestowed powers. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and see the glory and high status of the awliya. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, even a small bit of riya, ostentation, show off, is shirk, and the enemy of the wali of Allah fights against Allah. Allahu Akbar. The pious, the ascetic, and the unassuming are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody looks for them if they go missing. Nobody values them if they are present. Their hearts are the lamps of hidayah, guidance, and they come out of every dark and dusty thing. Islamic brothers, it is apparent that worldly fame and reputation is not a condition to be a wali, friend of Allah. Instead, only the sincere ones become the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, even if no one treats them with respect in the world. No one looks for them if they go missing. No one laments if they pass away. And nobody treats them with respect if they attend any gathering. Anyway, we should respect and honor every follower of Sharia and Sunnah. Any pious individual who follows Sharia and Sunnah, we should respect. If we cannot treat them with respect, we should never look down on them, as some people may not be known but could be hidden saints of Allah. We may be unaware of it, and at times disrespect could lead to ruin. Let's include another beautiful, faith-refreshing account which will mention the excellence of awliya and how their du'as are accepted and what is their close relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rain had subsided. The air was chilly and a cold breeze was blowing. A pious person lost in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, wearing tattered clothes and shoes, was passing through a market. When he passed the shop of a confectioner, the confectioner presented him a cup of hot milk with love and order. Sitting and reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he drank the milk, thanked Allah Azza wa Jal, and went ahead. A prostitute was sitting outside her home along with her But there was mud in the street due to rain. The pious person unintentionally stepped onto the mud, which splashed and dirtied the dress of the prostitute. Furious, her partner slapped the pious person. Having been slapped, he thanked Allah Azza wa Jal and said, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, you are absolutely independent. Sometimes I get milk, while at times I'm slapped. Anyway, I'm happy with your will." Having said this, he went ahead. After a little while, the partner of that prostitute climbed the roof where he slept and fell on his head to the ground and died. When the pious person passed the same place again, a man said to him, "You cursed him, so he died." The pious person replied, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I did not curse him. He reacted for his beloved and slapped me. Thus Allah Azza wa Jal retaliated for his beloved." Islam brothers, the parable entitled Deal of Heavenly Palace not only shows the glory of awliya, but also reveals the indifference and disinterest in the world, as well as their sacred zeal for the reform of the ummah. They would remain anxious due to people's disinterest in religion and fascination by the world. Undoubtedly, there is no significance of the world in the eyes of awliya. They would never be heedless of ahadith that condemn the world. Let me share a few ahadith in this regard. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and he said that he heard from Noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, "If you trust, i.e. have tawakkul in Allah, as he ought to be trusted, he will give you sustenance as he gives to birds that go hungry in the morning and return with their stomachs filled in the evening." SubhanAllah. The Islam brothers, we heard accounts of Awliya Allah. And one of them clearly mentioned how the du'as of Awliya Allah are accepted and how much disinterest they show to the love of this wealth of the world. We also heard that we should treat Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with love and respect, because disrespecting them can also cause us problems. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, we show reverence and love for Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very simple, respectuous. If I've got my friend and you treat him good, definitely I'll be happy, isn't it? No example suits best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just for an understanding, if we treat friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect and reverence, definitely we will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, won't we? Definitely we will. So respected viewers of Paranation, we need to associate ourselves with friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pious people and men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those they have great status before Allah, those they are close, those they follow Sharia, those they follow the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We need to attend those gatherings where they are present. We need to go and sit with them where they are present. And remember, if you would like to recognize who is true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two things are very important to recognize, because recognition is very important. Libase khizr mein ya sankano ahzan phirte hain. لباسِ خضر میں یا سینکڑوں رہزن پھرتے ہیں اگر جینے کی خواہش ہے تو کچھ پہچان پیدا کر. Yes, we need to have that sort of sense to recognize who is true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we may also be deceived. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, two attributes which are apparent in any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is knowledge. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be alim. He would have knowledge of Quran and Hadith. He would have knowledge of Deen Islam. A person who does not have knowledge of Ilm Deen, knowledge of Islam, he cannot be wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, a person who should follow the Quran and Hadith, Fara'id, Wajibat, and Sunan, Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, footsteps of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. A person who is not following the Sharia and he is not stepping over the ladder of Sharia, he cannot reach to Tariqah. So very simple and straight, if you would like to recognize somebody, ilm at the same time, taqwa, piety and knowledge, they are both, they go together. If they are there, a person is following Sharia, following fara'id and wajibat and sunan, has knowledge, then only you can further find out how close that individual is. He should be Sahihul Aqidah, Sunni at the same time. He should have true aqaid, true attributes, and then true love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, piety, taqwa, knowledge. Then we should associate ourselves. In this day and age, alhamdulillah, if you would like to know a living wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, it is my husni zan from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuh Min Aliyah. He is wali, but he is wali kamil, no doubt. Nigahe wali mein wo taasir dekhi, badalti hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. This wali of Allah, this friend of Allah, this pious individual who is an alim, who is muttaqi, no doubt, who is very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His nigahe vilayat has changed tens of thousands in the world, alhamdulillah. Many have turned their lives towards Islamic teachings and they have started following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we associate ourselves with people who are closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are holding a great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. And at the end, I would like to give you one mashwara, a suggestion that if you are yet not a murid of any Sheikh Kamil, then you can become a murid of Ghawsi Azam, Sultanul Awliya, King of Awliya, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And subhanallah, what benefit you will get? He has said, my murid, my disciple will not die unless he'll make tawbah. Subhanallah. One of the beautiful ways to protect our iman, and you can become murid of Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, through Wali Kamil, my sheikh, my mentor, my guide, Amir of Al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat, Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. You can find out the details, how to become murid on www.dawatislami.net, and easily you can fill a form and you can come in the Siltilai Attariya Qadriya. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. That's all for today. Keep watching. Madani channel, keep deciding. Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul.